Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.
My dear friends, today let's delve deeper into the profound power of God's redemption. This power is something that can truly transform our lives in ways we might not even think possible. God is a redeemer. He takes our mistakes, our failures, and our lost opportunities and turns them into something good. This is not just a hopeful wish. It is a reality that we can experience when we open our hearts to Him. Think about the times in your life when you feel like you've lost time. Maybe it's because of poor decisions you made. Maybe you took a wrong turn and now you're filled with regret. Or perhaps it's because of circumstances beyond your control. Things that happen to you, not because of you. Life can be incredibly unfair sometimes, and years can be lost in the blink of an eye. But here's the wonderful truth. God's redemption is powerful enough to restore everything. Let's imagine a painter for a moment. Picture a canvas that has been smudged, splattered, and seemingly ruined, where we might see only a mess. The painter sees potential with a few careful strokes. The painter can transform that ruined canvas into a masterpiece. This is how God works in our lives. He looks at our mistakes, our lost time, our regrets, and He doesn't see a ruined life. He sees potential. He sees what can be. And with His divine touch, He begins to create something beautiful. When we give our lives to God, we are giving Him our broken pieces, our smudged canvases, and He, in His infinite love and wisdom, takes those pieces and makes something new. He redeems our past, turning our worst moments into part of a greater story of grace and redemption. You might be thinking, how can God redeem my specific situation? How can He turn my mistakes into something good? The answer lies in His incredible power and love. God's redemption is not limited by the size of our mistakes or the amount of time we think we've lost. His love is so vast and so deep that it covers all our shortcomings. He is able to take the darkest parts of our lives and bring forth light. For example, think about the times when you felt completely lost or broken. In those moments, it can seem impossible that anything good could come from your situation, but God specializes in the impossible. He can bring healing to the deepest wounds and hope to the most hopeless situations. He takes the mess of our lives and turns it into a message of His grace. Consider this. Every setback, every failure, every moment of regret can become a stepping stone towards a greater purpose. When we allow God to redeem our past, we begin to see how even the painful parts of our journey have shaped us and prepared us for something more. The mistakes we made can become lessons that make us wiser. The time we lost can become a reminder of the preciousness of every moment moving forward. Let's also remember that God's redemption is not just about individual moments. It's about the entire journey. He takes the entirety of our lives, with all its ups and downs, and weaves it into a beautiful tapestry. Each thread, each color, each knot has a place in the bigger picture. what we see as random and chaotic, God sees as part of his grand design. So, how do we experience this redemption? It starts with surrender. We need to come to God with open hearts, willing to let go of our past and trust him with our future. It means acknowledging our mistakes, our regrets, and our lost time, and placing them in his hands. It's about believing that his power to redeem is greater than our power to ruin. Dear friends, take comfort in knowing that no matter what you have done or what you have lost, God's redemption is available to you. He is ready to take your life, with all its imperfections, and turn it into something beautiful. Trust in his ability to make all things new. Let him transform your regrets into testimonies of his grace, your losses into gains, and your mistakes into miracles. Dear friends, today I want to talk to you about overcoming regret with faith. Regret can weigh heavily on our hearts. We look back at our lives and think about the choices we wish we had made differently, the paths we should have taken, or the time we feel we've lost. It's easy to get stuck in these thoughts, to let them overshadow our present and cloud our future. But dwelling on the past doesn't change it. What truly makes a difference is our faith in God's ability to redeem the past. Regret can feel like a heavy burden, a weight that pulls us down and makes it hard to move forward. It's the constant what-ifs and if-onlys that replay in our minds, making us second guess every decision. But friends, we need to understand that while regret is a natural feeling, it doesn't.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Have to control our lives. What changes everything is our faith in God's redemptive power. Let's think about the story of your life for a moment. Every chapter of your life, including those filled with mistakes and lost time, has brought you to this very moment. You may feel that some of those chapters were written with regret and loss, but remember this: God has been with you every step of the way. He has been guiding you, teaching you, and preparing you for what's to come. Our lives are like a book, with each chapter contributing to the overall story. Sometimes the chapters we view as mistakes or missed opportunities are actually the ones that prepare us for the most significant parts of our journey. God doesn't waste anything. In his economy, nothing is lost or discarded. Every experience, every tear, and every delay serves a purpose. Think about this. Every regret, every moment of lost time has shaped you into who you are today. It has contributed to your growth, your understanding, and your readiness for the future God has planned for you. What you see as mistakes or wasted years are often the very things that God uses to build your character and strengthen your faith. When we trust in God's ability to redeem our past, we open ourselves up to his restorative power. This means letting go of the control we think we have over our past and placing it into his capable hands. It means believing that he can take the broken pieces of our lives and create something beautiful. It's about surrendering our regrets, and allowing God to transform them into testimonies of His grace. Think of the potter working with clay. The clay starts out as a lump, and the potter's hands mold it into a vessel. Even if the clay gets misshaped or starts to crack, the potter can reshape it and restore it to its intended form. This is how God works in our lives. He takes what we consider broken or flawed and molds it into something new and wonderful. Let's also remember that overcoming regret with faith is a journey. It's not about instantly erasing all our regrets or forgetting the past. It's about gradually shifting our focus from what we wish had been different to what God is doing now and will do in the future. It's about seeing our past through the lens of God's love and redemption rather than through the lens of regret. Every step you take in faith is a step towards healing. Every moment you choose to trust in God's plan is a moment where you move further from regret and closer to peace. It's about believing that God's plans for you are greater than your past mistakes, and that His ability to redeem is more powerful than any regret you carry. So, my dear friends, let's choose faith over regret. Let's trust in God's redemptive power to transform our past and use it for good. Let's believe that every chapter of our lives, even the ones filled with mistakes and lost time, has a purpose in God's grand design. As we put our trust in Him, we open ourselves up to His restorative power and begin to experience the peace and joy that come from knowing that nothing is wasted in His economy. Dear friends, hope is a powerful force that keeps us going, even when the road ahead seems uncertain. It's the light that guides us through the darkness, the promise that there is a brighter future waiting for us. First and foremost, we need to have hope that God is making up for lost time in ways we can't even begin to comprehend. We might look back and see years that we feel have been wasted, opportunities that slipped through our fingers, or dreams that never came to fruition, but God sees it all differently. He is not limited by our past mistakes or the time we think we've lost. His vision is far beyond our understanding. When we place our hope in God, we are trusting that He is at work in ways that are beyond our imagination. Even when we feel like we are running out of time, God can do in a single moment what we think requires years. He has the power to accelerate our progress and bring about changes that seem impossible. His timing is perfect, and His plans are always for our good. Think about the times when you felt overwhelmed by the years that seem lost. It's easy to get discouraged, to think that all is lost, and that the best days are behind us. But God's ways are not our ways. He can take what seems like a long wait and turn it into a season of incredible blessings. He can bring unexpected opportunities right when we need them the most. He can open doors that we never thought possible. When you find yourself struggling with feelings of doubt or discouragement, remind yourself that God is working all things together for your good. It might not always be evident right away, but He is orchestrating events in ways that we cannot see. His plan is unfolding perfectly, and every delay, every challenge, every moment of waiting is part of His grand design. To move forward with hope, keep your heart open to God's leading. Sometimes we might feel stuck or unsure of what steps to take next. In those moments, it's crucial to listen for God's guidance. He will direct you, show you the way, and provide the strength you need to keep going. Trust that He knows the path ahead and that He is guiding you towards something wonderful. Also, remember that hope isn't just about waiting for something to happen. It's about actively believing that good things are on the horizon. It's about taking steps forward, even when you don't see the whole picture. It's about maintaining a positive outlook, even when the circumstances seem challenging. Hope fuels our actions and keeps us motivated to pursue our dreams and goals. In every season of life, hope is what enables us to keep moving forward. It's what helps us see beyond our current struggles and envision a future filled with possibilities. When we hope in God's promises, we are affirming our belief in His goodness and His ability to make things right. So, dear friends, as you face the future, let hope be your guide. Embrace the belief that God is making up for lost time in ways you can't yet see. Trust that your best days are still ahead of you, and that every moment of pain and waiting will ultimately make sense in the light of His perfect plan. Keep your heart open to His leading. Stay hopeful, and take each step forward with confidence. God is with you, working behind the scenes to bring about His good plans for your life. With hope, you can move forward with courage, knowing that the best is yet to come. Dear friends, let's explore the beauty and completeness of God's restoration. When we talk about God restoring our lives, it's essential to understand that His restoration is not just a temporary fix or a simple patching up of broken pieces. No, God's restoration is complete and transformative. He doesn't just mend what's been broken. He makes all things new. Imagine a beautiful, ancient tapestry. Over time, it might become frayed, torn, or faded. If someone were to restore it, they wouldn't just cover up the tears or add a few stitches. They would carefully and lovingly renew the entire tapestry, making sure every thread, every color, and every pattern is as vibrant and intricate as it was meant to be. This is how God restores our lives. He doesn't merely address the surface. He goes deep, bringing healing to our hearts, renewing our minds, and refreshing our spirits. When God restores, He does it fully and beautifully. His restoration is complete. It's not about fixing a small part of us. It's about transforming us entirely. Every aspect of our being, our emotions, our thoughts, our very essence. As touched by His restoring power, He heals the wounds that we might not even be aware of, renewing us in ways that make us feel brand new. To embrace God's restoration, we need to believe in its reality and power. Sometimes it can be hard to fully accept that God is making up for lost time and bringing something new into our lives. We might look at our past and think it's too marred, too damaged, or too complex for God to fully restore. But this is where faith comes in. Believing that God's restoration is complete and transformative allows His peace and joy to fill our hearts. Consider this. We often underestimate the power of God's restoration because we're so focused on our past. We think our mistakes and regrets have too much hold over us. But God is greater than our past. His love and grace cover all our shortcomings and errors. When He restores, He does so in such a profound way that our old wounds become barely recognizable. They no longer define us. Instead, they become part of our story, a testament to His incredible grace and power. Think about your own life. Reflect on the times you felt broken or lost. Now, consider how God has worked in those areas. You might see scars, but you'll also see healing. You might remember the pain, but you'll also see the growth. God's restoration means that what was once broken is now part of a larger story of redemption and grace. Those old wounds become part of our testimony, a powerful reminder of His ability to turn our trials into triumphs. Embracing God's restoration also means letting go of our old selves. It means accepting that we are not defined by our past mistakes, but by God's love and grace. It means allowing ourselves to be transformed by His power, becoming new creations in Him. This transformation isn't about erasing our past. It's about integrating it into a new narrative of hope and renewal. So, my dear friends, let us embrace God's restoration with open hearts. Let us believe that He is making up for lost time and filling our lives with His peace and joy. Allow His complete and beautiful restoration to touch every part of you, your heart, your mind, and your spirit. Trust that His grace covers all, and that your past, though it may have shaped you, does not define you. You are a testament to His incredible love and transformative power. Embrace this restoration and let it guide you into a future filled with hope and new possibilities. Dear friends, focusing on God's promise helps us find the strength to persevere. It's easy to get caught up in the difficulties of the moment and lose sight of the bigger picture. But when we hold on to His promise, we're reminded that God is at work in ways we might not fully understand. His promise is a beacon of hope that guides us through our struggles and challenges. Remember, God's promise is not just about what He will do in the future. It's about how He strengthens us today. It's about the courage we find to face each day with hope, knowing that God's restorative power is at work. It's about trusting that He is turning our setbacks into comebacks and our delays into divine appointments. As you go through your day, take a moment to reflect on this promise. Let it fill you with strength and determination. When you face challenges, remind yourself that God is making up for lost time and that He is working everything together for your good. Let this promise inspire you to keep moving forward, to trust in His plan, and to remain hopeful even when the path seems unclear. So, dear friends, hold on to God's promise with all your heart. Let it be the source of your strength and courage. Each day, embrace the new opportunities that come with it. Trust that God is making up for lost time in ways beyond your understanding, and let that trust fill you with peace and perseverance. Your story is not over, and the best is yet to come. With God's promise as your guide, you can face each day with renewed hope and unwavering strength. Dear friends, one of the most crucial steps is learning to let go of the past. To fully embrace God's promise and experience His complete restoration, we need to release the regrets, mistakes, and lost opportunities that have been holding us back. Holding on to the past can be like carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Every regret, every mistake, every lost opportunity is another stone added to that backpack, making it harder and harder to move forward. The weight of these stones can slow us down and keep us from fully experiencing the freedom and renewal that God has in store for us. Letting go of the past is not always easy. It requires us to confront our regrets and mistakes and come to terms with the fact that we cannot change them. It means releasing the grip we have on the what, ifs, and should, haves, and trusting that God's plans are far better than our regrets. His future for us is brighter and more promising than any past we might wish to reclaim. When we let go, we are essentially making a choice to trust in God's plan over our own. It's about believing that He can transform our past into something beautiful and meaningful. By releasing our hold on the past, we are allowing God to take those broken pieces and weave them into a new and glorious tapestry of grace and redemption. Letting go also means accepting forgiveness, both from God and from ourselves. It means acknowledging that we are forgiven and that our past does not define us. It's about understanding that God's grace covers all our mistakes, and that we are free to move forward with a renewed sense of purpose and hope. So, dear friends, let go of the past. Release the regrets, the mistakes, and the lost opportunities that have been weighing you down. Trust that God's plans for you are far better than anything you could have imagined. Embrace His promise of restoration with an open heart and allow Him to make all things new. Dear friends, as we conclude our journey through God's promise to make up for lost time, let us focus on walking in His restoration with confidence and joy, embracing the new opportunities, renewed strength, and restored joy that God brings into our lives is not just a passive act. It's an active, vibrant way of living. Walking in God's restoration means fully embracing the changes and blessings He is pouring into our lives. It's about recognizing and celebrating the new beginnings and the fresh chances that come our way. Every day presents an opportunity to experience His goodness in ways we might not have expected. So let's step forward with hearts full of gratitude and eyes wide open to the miracles that God is working around us. When we walk in God's restoration, we are not just moving forward from our past. We are living in anticipation of the incredible plans He has for us. We trust that He is actively working to make up for lost time and to transform our lives in ways that exceed our wildest dreams. This trust gives us the confidence to face each day with hope and courage. Walking in His restoration also means letting go of fear and embracing faith. It means allowing ourselves to be open to the new possibilities He is creating. It means having the courage to pursue new dreams, take new steps, and embrace the future with open arms. We walk in God's restoration, not as those bound by the past, but as those liberated by His grace and filled with hope for what lies ahead. Living with an expectation of God's continued work in our lives is a key aspect of walking in His restoration. It's about believing that He is not done with us yet. Each day is a new canvas for His grace. Each moment is an opportunity to see His hand at work. This expectation keeps us alert to the ways God is moving and helps us to recognize and appreciate His blessings. As we walk in God's restoration, we are also called to share the joy and hope we find with others. Our journey through restoration can become a source of encouragement for those around us. By sharing our stories and our faith, we can help others see the possibilities of God's restoration in their own lives. So, dear friends, let us walk in God's restoration with confidence and joy. Embrace the new opportunities and the renewed strength He provides. Trust that He is making up for lost time, and that His plans for you are beyond anything you could imagine. Each day, let's approach with hope and excitement, knowing that God is working in our lives in ways that will leave us in awe of His goodness and grace. As we close, let us come together in prayer, lifting our hearts to the One who makes all things new. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your promise of restoration, for the assurance that You will make up for lost time in our lives. We trust in Your perfect timing and Your unfailing love. Lord, we ask for Your strength as we wait. Help us to remain steadfast in our faith, to keep our eyes fixed on You, and to trust in Your plan for our lives. Fill us with Your peace and Your joy, knowing that You are working all things together for our good. We lift up our dreams and our hopes to You, Lord. We surrender our past, our regrets, and our fears. We ask that You breathe new life into our hearts, that You revive our spirits, and that You lead us into a future filled with Your blessings. Surround us with Your love, Lord. Place people in our lives who will encourage us, support us, and walk with us on this journey. let us be a source of hope and strength for one another. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.